Bible reading number 311, Acts 17 verses 1 through 12, in Thessalonica. Paul and Silas traveled through the towns of Amphipolis and Apollonia. Then they came to the city of Thessalonica. In that city there was a Jewish synagogue. According to Paul's custom, he went to them in the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures. Paul explained and clearly showed that the Messiah must die and then rise from death. Paul said, "This Jesus, whom I announce to you, is the Messiah." Some of the Jews believed Paul and Silas and joined them. In the synagogue there were many Greeks. They worshipped the one true God. There were also many important women. They joined Paul and Silas too. But the Jews who didn't believe became jealous. They hired some evil men from the marketplace to form a mob and make trouble in the city. They went to Jason's house looking for Paul and Silas. The men wanted to bring them out to the crowd, but the crowd didn't find them. So the mob dragged Jason and some of the other brothers to the leaders of the city. The people all cried out, "These men have made trouble everywhere in the world, and now they have come here too. Jason is keeping them in his house. All of them do things against the laws of Caesar. They say that there is a different king named Jesus." The leaders of the city and the crowd heard these things. They became very upset. They made Jason and the other brothers post bond. Then they let them go free. In Berea. That same night, right away, the brothers sent Paul and Silas to another town named Berea. In Berea, Paul and Silas went to the Jewish synagogue. These Jews were better people than the ones in Thessalonica. These Jews were very happy to listen to the things which Paul and Silas said. They wanted to know whether these things were true or not. They studied the Old Testament scriptures every day. Many of these Jews believed. Many important Greek men and women also believed.